Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome Owen. Owen O'Donnell is the ambassador of Ireland. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Owen, how would you describe your experience as a judge in Venice, and what do you expect to learn from these last days, actually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting there. It's hard to sum it up. It's been such a busy, kind of packed days with like experience, workshops, everything. I've learned so much more than I thought I would. Seen a lot of movies, maybe too many movies. Yeah, it's been really rich with kind of industry experience, insight that I never really thought I'd need or that I thought I'd have. It's kind of steered me in a direction that I didn't think I might want to go with my career, but it's opened a lot of doors, I think, and kind of helped me think about how I could promote my own country's cinema, how I could promote European cinema in my own country. Mm-hmm. It's been really enlightening.
Owen, I read from your profile that the film which made you fall in love with cinema is Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Why, first of all, and what's your background? I mean, you know, studies, work experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just one of those things, like your first scary movie when you're a kid is the one that kind of sticks with you. I probably saw Alien when I was too young to see it. Mm-hmm. So it really kind of made an imprint on me. I'm still a big horror fan, so it's still kind of a high hallmark for me. I love Ridley Scott. I'm hoping to see him at the premiere tomorrow, hopefully. And my background, I studied history for 4 years in Dublin, and I was very lucky. Our college had a lot of periodicals and magazines. I edited for our student newspaper, I edited for our film review. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of experience kind of writing reviews on a student level, and I'd love to kind of take that up to a professional level if I could. I've been talking, we've had some great workshops with like Jesus and Stanilas from Cine Europa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an avenue I'd really like to pursue. We have a lot of like filmmakers among the 27, and then a handful of us that are just writers. You know, we don't want to get behind a camera, we just want to write, and I think that's me.
And what about other film festivals? For example, what about film festivals in your own country? Have you ever attended any?
Yeah, we've got Dublin International Film Festival runs every year. I've gone a couple of times. The last time was scheduled for March 2020, so mm-hmm. COVID kind of put a pin in that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a screening on the day that our whole lockdown was announced, so that didn't happen. I believe it went online this year and wasn't too big, but it should be coming back big mm-hmm. time next year. I've also been to Berlin Film Festival a couple of times with like the Film Society in college. We did mm-hmm. a trip, and that was a really fun experience, but I've heard people talk about getting tickets here being difficult. I found it even worse there. You know, we got two or three movies, but it was mostly just the atmosphere, the experience of being mm-hmm. around, you know, everyone talking about cinema. It was really like
sharing thoughts, ideas.
Yeah, because I think maybe my friend group at home isn't that interested. Mm-hmm. Outside of like blockbusters, we'll all go, you know, we'll have fun as a community. But there's maybe not that much in-depth discussion. And I really enjoyed being in like an environment where you could do that.
And speaking of workshops, masterclasses, as you mentioned before, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities did you like the most and why?
I guess probably the film criticism workshop mm-hmm. because I think I might be the only one out of us who really wants that as a career path. So mm-hmm. it was really something that, you know, I latched on to. It was something that, you know, in student writing, we don't get much formal training. We're kind of just thrown into it. Everyone's underqualified, mm-hmm. doing multiple roles, you know, far above what they should be doing. So to kind of break that down from the ground up mm-hmm. and learn how it should be done, I'm starting a master's in journalism this year as well.
Oh.
So it kind of builds onto that, and it's a lot of kind of specialized experience in film writing that I hope I can take with me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Owen, for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Ireland for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.